Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Is it possible for us to always have thankfulness to the Lord in our heart? We will learn what that looks like today during Call to Worship. God of all creation, our Heavenly Father. During this call to worship, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and go into your courts with praise. You alone are the King of glory. You love us with an everlasting love and are faithful to all your promises. Thank you, God, for the beauty of your creation, for the love you displayed toward us through the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every heartbeat, every breath we breathe, for friendship and family, for food to eat, health and safety. We give you thanks for this nation and time set aside to give thanks. God, help us to stop. To stop and think on these things. To give you thanks for all things. And we thank you for these moments of a call to worship.
So, Lord, quickly come.
thank you for joining Call to Worship today for a time of thanksgiving.
Him holy true.
You are listening to a special Thanksgiving Call to Worship today. Invite your friends to join us for a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. On the Call to Worship website, you can listen to our programs whenever it's convenient to you. Even if you're not able to listen in live due to your work schedule, you can find us online 24 hours a day. And you're able to look through the list of topics and choose one that meets your need at that time. Or even listen to a program a second time. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504.
Our love.
Even more things for us to be thankful for. This is a Thanksgiving call to worship.
He who began a good work in a good work in you.
He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
trust you like I should.
As we think about this very special Thanksgiving week, we're told to give thanks to God in everything. Wow, how can we do that? That becomes easier the closer we get to Him. The more we learn about God, the easier it is to have faith in Him, to trust Him. And as we grow in grace and the knowledge of Him, thanksgiving is the natural result in all things. Did you know that there is a history of connecting Thanksgiving with music and singing? Nehemiah chapter 12 tells us, and I quote, "The custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God began long ago in the days of David and Asaph." From Psalm 26, "I come to your altar, O Lord, singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders." There are several places in 1 Chronicles. "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people." And again, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to Thy holy name, and glory in Thy praise." From Psalm 28, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust in Him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." From Psalm 69, "Then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor Him with thanksgiving." Later in chapter 95, "Let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Let us sing praise, psalms of praise to Him." Jesus Christ Himself gave thanks as the feeding of the multitudes. And He took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to His disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And then at the Last Supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." Philippians chapter 4, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." We find these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. "We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to Himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small, and they won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." From Psalm 136, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Friend, if your heart is sad today, you're discouraged or sick and tired of being sick and tired, then your Heavenly Father wants you to know that He loves you very much. He knows what you're going through and He cares. The name of Christ, Emmanuel, means God with us. Christ came to this earth, lived among us, and in all points was tempted just as you and I are. Remember the words of Isaiah chapter 9, "And the government shall be upon His shoulder. He is large and in charge. His name shall be called Wonderful. He is full of wonder. Counselor. He's gone through agony and death. He can give you and I counsel, wisdom to cope. The Mighty God. Nothing is too hard for Him. He can help you. The Everlasting Father, ever with you. There is never a time when He will not be with you. And lastly, He is also referred to as the Prince of Peace. Trust in Him. He will give you His peace that passes all understanding. And He will guard your heart and mind. A lot to be thankful for. Friend, in everything, give thanks."
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy?
And hastens His will to me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I'm happy that you joined us on this very special Thanksgiving rendition of A Call to Worship, and I pray this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It's important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now from Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to every generation.
Lord, praise the Lord, let
mercy.